This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, June 4th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. It's a rainy day. The whole entire week has been rainy and it's good. It's the start of June. That reminds you that it's hurricane season and that we need to see and make ourselves prepared. There has been ton loads of announcements by the government about projects and things that they implemented, and something to celebrate. Before we start today's discussion, because today's discussion, I can wait till I finish reading this first. And I want one thing I want to hash out before today's discussion. I want the listening audience to participate in it too. But let me read this, right? Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel want to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on the Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas. And here's the best part. No visas required. That's right. No visa is required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. Fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian. Listen to Star 106.5. This morning when I went downstairs, this lady brought in 96 different cut pieces of the paper. So she's determined to win. To Star 106.5, Guardian Radio 96.9. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram or make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th. A drawing is on July 4th, 2025. So pack your bags, get ready to soak up the sun and feel the ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. And of course, certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities are not included. So this is what I want to preempt this today's discussion. Show. You know, this day is a man down mashup Wednesday where we analyze the news and what is trending. Mm-hmm. Recently, in the newspaper, it's reported that the government has allotted, put aside, is budgeting $10 million to construct a new House of Assembly. I support this. I'm not sure how much the new House of Assembly is going to be, will cost, but I know that the particular House of Assembly that we
What's it too small for?
For the number of seats and amenities that is needed to run.
What type of amenities are needed?
A standard air condition. A secure
windows. Pause.
You don't need an air condition?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that they should have the same level of air conditioning than the average student in a government school has.
Yeah, no problem.
So if the government school ain't got no AC? If it break down and it ain't fixed yet, well, look at God. Look at you practicing empathy and living the way that those who you govern live.
Yes.
Yeah.
A good air condition, parking for the members' apartments.
Why they need parking? They just have people drive them. Why they need parking?
They have the cars park.
Oh, pardon?
They need to park. The people who drive need to park also.
Yeah, but they could park and walk. It's like a disabled sticker. It's like a disabled sticker on your car. If you drive in a car with a disabled sticker, right, mm-hmm. and you let the disabled person, and you're driving the disabled person, then what you do is you drive up to the front of the establishment and you let them off as conveniently as possible.
It shouldn't be
stopping. Then you go find some place to park where you could park because you're not a disabled person.
Yeah, but there's no place to find. They need established parking. They need disabled access to get access to the House of Assembly.
Now we could talk about that.
Yeah, all of these.
We definitely need to revamp it for mobility access.
Yes,
right.
And all
we
of these
ensure we have mechanisms, tools for the visually impaired and the hearing impaired.
All of that adds up to why we need a new House of Assembly and make space to make these, because it cannot do all of those things. It's just too small to put these instruments in that old building. The building cannot fit it.
I don't believe that.
Do you believe you can fit the building?
Yeah.
And then I think.
Like, because if the patients, like the people who need specific environment for their healing, mm-hmm. if they have to be in PMH in the condition that it's in,
yeah.
then these playdem could do what they need to do in the existing House of Assembly.
Plus, there needs more access for the Bahamian public to get to view and watch their Member of Parliament also, because it's too small of a spot to do that. And especially when you have two sittings, when you have the House of Assembly and the Senate doing it at the same time, it's chaotic. Then there needs to be more space for the Office of the Opposition, the Office of the Prime Minister, place for a cabinet, all
no,
that
no, no,
needs
no, no,
to
no, no,
be,
stop, 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 stop. No, no, stop, stop. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the House of Assembly.
All that could be
No,
connected.
No, pause. That's the legislature. That's not cabinet. That's not cabinet. It don't have nothing to do with the Prime Minister. The leader of government business is not the Prime Minister in the House of Assembly. Office of the Prime Minister have an office. Cabinet have an office. It don't need to be inside that building.
Cabinet rents an office someplace else.
They don't need to be rent. They have plenty of friends who own buildings.
Yeah. I'm saying that when we build a state-of-the-art building, it can encompass all of that time.
It can't. No? Because you need to maintain the separation of powers.
If it's big enough, it can have a separation of powers.
Both structurally and physically. Separate them. Executive and cabinet, the judiciary and the courts, the legislature and parliament.
The courts need to move also, separate and apart.
Yeah, but the parliament and the executive, they need to be in separate locations so as to assist the powers that be in understanding that a separation exists. Sometimes they forget the House of Assembly and the cabinet in the same space. They are prone to continue.
They can have a separate office
forget.
Down the hall.
No, there's can't that, be in the same building.
I'm sure that's done in different countries when you have a state-of-the-art building.
No.
And we need to build a state-of-the-art building at the same time.
Pause. You acting like you can only have one state-of-the-art building at a time.
We just need one. Just need one and start. But we need one.
When we get state-of-the-art governance,
we have the best governance in the world. Yeah, we have Bahamians running us. And
producer, call the doctor, my mouth broke just now.
I believe that we can use the old House of Assembly mm-hmm. as a museum. I think that conversation hasn't started yet. And as we speak about moving the House of Assembly, we need to have a simultaneous conversation on what we plan to do
in that space.
With that space.
All right.
With that space.
Mr. Nuri, I got to step out for a second, but the text line is ripe. I think you should read that text.
Come
on.
I'm not saying
I tell the place to send a text.
No problem. But I think that that's what we need to do. We have a text which says, the House of Assembly is too small. I'm hearing Ms. Green say, no, it's not. It is not a reason to budget for replacement. Have the fire trucks being purchased for every 10 square miles of each island? I'm not sure if we need a fire truck for every 10 square miles, and I don't know the science of it, right? Does every island have a hurricane shelter? No, we know these things already, and on. There are tons of criteria beyond. I am not comfortable that goes into decision making. This is how we get into this position now, lack of priorities. And this text is saying that we don't need no new House of Assembly. We should keep it how it is. And when the air conditioning break down, when the leaks, I mean, I went into the Senate part, House of Senate, I'm not sure the right or the correct name of the Senate area, but I was being given a tour by the then, what that person is, House Clark. Right? And I walked through the Senate, beautiful building, historical building. You know the building is like 200-300 years old, right? And they had a number of expensive paintings on the ground. On the ground just there, because they collected paintings over the centuries of the various governor, whoever, parliamentarian else they had, the Senate leaders, right? And they had them on the ground off of the wall because they had so many. Right? No place to store them. And also the roof was leaking at the time. So, you know, it's compromised about the roof. And I'm thinking now, if we can designate a place where we can have a museum to tell the tale of our governor generals, a national museum of our politicians or our House of Assembly, we are moving towards that. The Orange community. The Orange community. But they may not move that quick enough. And as they talk about putting this $10 million aside, we need to have a simultaneous discussion on what we plan to do with the House of Assembly in that particular area. But we have a caller on the line right now. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Mr. Dury, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. You can talk a little louder for me, please.
You can hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
You said go ahead, caller. You know I was going to be in disagreement with you, right?
So you don't believe we need a new building?
You mean the House of Assembly?
Yes. Yes, we need a new building.
It's not a priority.
But this is not necessarily a priority. We can put it down in the next 20, 30 years, or we can start it now.
Now we're talking next 20, 30 years. Okay?
Because
when government is elected, they don't be the priority. I think the people should be the priority. Okay? First, we are talking about salary. Now we talk about a new building. So when are we going to get to what's really needed in this country?
The good thing is the government has put aside the $10 million already. Right?
For who? For what?
For the House of Assembly.
For the house? Why not for the hospital?
Well, they borrowed the money ready for the crime. All these things you say now, steps already being done. All of these, I mean, I'm not saying, you can say the name, I'll say if they have done ready. But two things you caught so far. Coincidentally, the government has already made steps towards those things. So I hear you. But this is happening.
When are they going to get to it?
Because it's happening.
When?
It's happening now.
Really?
That's what you're saying. It's happening now. You're saying it, and I'm saying it's happening now. And you're saying, really? But it's happening now. The announcement was made. You see the money being borrowed. The Chinese lady was on the news. We all watched the Chinese lady talk and say, yes, we plan to pay for the hospital. So, yes,
the hospital. Okay, so nothing happens first, and until then?
So
then
nothing happens until it happens then. We just freeze. No? You shouldn't say that. We shouldn't do anything until we... even though you see me borrowing the money, you see the
No, actors. I say that. I say you're talking about prioritizing the House of Assembly.
Yes.
I say let's not discuss that until we take care of what's important in this country, which is the well-being of the Bahamians.
And I agree with you.
I agree with you. And
let's not discuss that.
And
hear what they need, What they need. They didn't come in Parliament for their need.
There would be a need for the Bahamian...
of the Bahamian people like me and you.
Yes, and I hear you, ma'am. I'm not going to argue with it. I hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you something.
Oh, no, I was agreeing with her.
Yeah, but I'm going to ask you something.
Fred was agreeing with her, too, until he stopped agreeing with her.
I want to ask you something.
I want to read from these articles.
Yeah, I want to ask you something.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever went to the House Assembly in general for one of the sessions?
No.
It's small. You can't fit in. After the first 20... that's it. Everyone else got to wait outside and protest outside. Take off a cable.
Next thing you know, they can get rid of the backbenches to make space.
Yeah, and that's something different. But it should be able, like, in whole at least a class of 30 to come and sit down and watch the House of Assembly.
Okay, let me
it
ask
should
you a question.
Be that.
Does the government side have its own, like, lounge area? And does the opposition side have its own lounge area?
We're too small. We have that.
Do they have any lounge area?
No, they're too small. They don't have
they have a lounge area.
No, all that
they have a lounge area. They have a lounge area.
Remember when... No, they don't.
I remember when Lincoln Bain was harassing Michael Quintard.
That was a meeting area for the opposition meeting room. They all share that. It's about...
The opposition shares that. And the government have its own space, right?
No, the government move out someplace else.
We all need to share the same space.
The office, what you talk about, is biggest this room here.
That's good.
Man,
they need to learn to. They need to learn spatial awareness, and they need to understand what density feels like. Yes, let me read from these two articles. Government budgets $10 million for new parliament. 30th of May, Nassau Guardian. The government has budgeted $10 million in the next fiscal year for the construction of a new parliamentary building. The government projects that the total cost of the project will be $65 million. The figures are included in the government draft estimates of revenue and expenditure for 2025-2026. $65 million?
It's tenure. We'll have everything, like I was asking.
That's okay. I'm going to continue reading from the article, but I think this conversation is finished.
No,
The Bahamian people, the conversation doesn't finish.
Doesn't start.
Based on the figures, the project is expected to last at least until the 2027-2028 fiscal year. Foreign Affairs Minister Fred Mitchell has previously said that there needs to be a new parliament building. The current parliament has been in use since 1815. Last year, Mitchell said he hoped that work on a new parliament would begin over the next 2 years. He said the design for the new building is with the Ministry of Works, right? I want to go to another article with comments about Fred Mitchell. I was trying to talk to the caller. Because I agree with her. Yeah. And I wanted to tell her that I believe Fred Mitchell actually agrees with her, too.
I believe.
However,
no problem.
Mitchell pushes back against criticism of FOIA. And here's a quote from him. While freedom of information is important, you ask yourself, what about fixing the roofs, fixing health care, or lifting the poor through the social security net? So a PLP government in office is dedicated to disclosing information freely, but we also want to make sure that health care is fixed, that the roofs are fixed, and housing is fixed, and that we uplift the poor. Full stop. So you see, because this is a space for a compromise,
yeah,
right? Fred also believes that health care and citizen security and social security should be prioritized.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we could do. We could do those things and FOIA and put the new parliament building on hold.
No,
until
all
the performance, until the performance of parliament improves. A very basic standard. As soon as y'all could correctly publish, gazette and publish, political and senior administrative declarations mm-hmm. consecutively for 3 years in a row. If you do that for 3 years in a row, we the people will consider, A, we'll consider considering giving you a pay raise, and B, we'll consider considering whether you need a new parliament building.
Mm-hmm.
As simple. Take care of the hospital. Make sure that the teachers' desks are not on JBR blocks. Make sure that you actually have proper temporary, midterm shelter options. Make sure that you have hurricane shelters on each island. Proper hurricane shelters. Not churches, not schools, not people business.
And I hear a lot. I still say we need a host of assembly, a new host assembly. And hopefully one is that for handicapped people can go and actually watch. At present time, if someone don't lift them up,
pause.
They ain't going
pause.
Up
pause. It's very simple. Why would you put that on the second floor?
It's there already. It was always there. It's a whole building.
I want you to know the discrimination has always been with us.
Yes,
just move
this is why.
That part down to the ground floor.
There's no ground floor.
What do you mean there's no ground floor?
It's everything is up. The rest of the have corners and crevices. It's
renovate down. The space and make it accessible.
Why renovate? We can just build a space. Just build a space and make it accessible.
Because who can build it? Does the government
the
own anything?
Yeah, the government can own it when they build it. Let's go to the caller, Stem. Yeah. Go ahead, caller. Got in there.
Hey, CA. Hey, Aaron.
Good morning. Morning.
You know, Aaron, I agree with you wholeheartedly with the sentiments you expressed just now. You know, my thing is now I'm questioning what is even really the purpose of the parliament when the people cannot go into the people's house and question or debate the parliamentarians that's in there.
You have a representative you know, to debate. You wrote them
yeah, the well, hardly the representatives in the House do not have anything to say. Most of the information that comes out comes from either the leader of the party
You vote in someone who can do that too.
You miss about 17 steps in between there. I just saying, right. You miss about 17
you
steps.
You can vote in somebody who will represent you. But that's what our democratic system has.
But Nuri, that is what we are doing now. But you do not hear from these people individually representing their particular constituencies where they say they are bringing the voice of the people into the parliament. You don't get that on a consistent basis.
Your MP don't have said in your constituency?
Listen.
Which constituency is it?
What
constituency
you
in? No, I'm trying to understand it. What constituency you in?
I'm in Seabreeze.
And Seabreeze, who's that? Who's in Seabreeze?
Leslie Miller Bright.
She don't have no meetings that you go and question her?
My brother, I can't tell you last time I heard about a meeting in this area.
Seabreeze don't have no meeting?
I didn't say that. I said, I don't know the last time I heard about that.
She don't advertise? She don't advertise?
I haven't heard anything about a meeting in this area.
I can contact her for you.
What makes you think that just because the constituency office is having a meeting that the MP will be there?
You don't. The MP don't be to the meeting?
Not all.
We're talking about Seabreeze now.
You see, I'm not trying to be sinister here or anything like that.
You're
but
okay.
What I'm saying is, when you say you're going into the parliament to represent the constituents, that should be individual voices and not a collective voice. That's what I'm talking about. Because every constituency do not have the same issues, do not have the same things to deal with. When you say you stand and you rise on behalf of your constituent, that is the representative for that particular constituency. That's when you get direct information coming from that constituency.
That's why you're supposed to go to the meetings.
Well, if they have the meetings, and if the meetings are advertised, then many persons would go to the meetings. But like I'm saying,
it goes every month, though. How come you miss all of the months?
Well, I didn't say I miss all of the months. I am just basically saying.
Have you attended any of the meetings?
Of course I have.
With Leslie and Miller?
Of course I have. One or two, I sit in the back. I listen.
So you know about the meetings then?
I know about when, but there's no consistency.
You're saying she doesn't have it every month?
That I know of.
You're saying she doesn't have it every month?
That I know of. I don't hear them.
Golden Jubilee expenditure report missing. Okay. MP missing.
I can mention it to her. Go ahead.
But I'll close on this one.
You know where she is? You know where the expenditure
purpose,
report
the
is?
The purpose of the parliament. The people would love to have a say in their parliament, just as the opposition apparently do not have the right for the question and answer period that they've been agitating for. The Bahamian people deserve the right to go in parliament and address all of them one time while they assemble one time.
Do you have any example of this in any other country?
No, I don't.
Okay, just make
it. But does it mean that it is impossible for us to be the beginning of it?
You want to be the genesis of it.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. We can't continue to follow the patterns of other countries. Mm-hmm. This is our country. We could set standards here that other people perhaps may consider to follow.
And if the people voted that they don't want that, you'll be quiet on that.
But first and foremost, you got to present it to the people to find out if the people want it or not.
Then you present it.
Well, that's what I'm doing right here. No,
you got to get voted in first.
Well, no, I don't have to get voted in for that, my brother. I'm putting it on the open airwaves for every Bahamian who is concerned about what happens in our parliament, the shenanigans and all that. Let's get together as a people and put certain demands to see whether we can get certain things changed.
We want that one.
Just because...
Oh, okay.
Thanks very much, Jeff.
Just because plenty of people think that you have to be a politician to make some, despite having millions of dollars of their own to do with what they want, you don't have to be a politician to make change. It's the political class, it's the politicians that maintain this gang culture. Mm-hmm. You must be a part of the gang to make change. But to be a part of the gang, you must do what the gang says to be a part of the gang.
Let's go to the next caller.
Good, good time.
Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio.
Good afternoon. I don't normally call back, right? But
yes,
I just want to call back to make a statement of this. The question was asked to my good friend Chef a while ago, right? If the constituency was having meetings.
Yes, you're talking about Seabreeze.
Right?
Yeah, Seabreeze. If Seabreeze is having meetings.
He lives in Seabreeze, right? I want to answer that.
Okay.
Right? Now, I don't know if this meeting will come off like mine, right? But this is the first time I've ever seen this in the history of the Bahamas or any constituency where, when you have a meeting, instead of you have community meeting, you have something called Stalwart Councilor PLP, Stalwart Councilor meeting.
Which constituency are you in?
It doesn't matter.
I got to analyze it so I can say yes, it's true.
I'm in Mount Moriah.
So Mount Moriah's have Stalwart Council meetings, you say?
Stalwart PLP, the big PLP, Stalwart
they don't have
meeting.
Community meetings for the whole...
That's the only meeting I know of, and only him. I see as the flyers that be across the group. They have these flyers with the hand, PLP, Stalwart Council meeting. That's not no community meeting, but I confirm.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say we never had none.
None.
Because if you're going to have a PLP, Stalwart Council meeting, you're not inviting me.
Mm-hmm.
But number one, I'm not a PLP Stalwart Council. I'm a resident and a community person. You understand what I'm saying?
He says Mount Moriah.
You never see that sign or that flyer saying PLP Stalwart Council meeting?
They'd invite everyone in Fox Hill. You just need to show up. Fox Hill different.
What Fox Hill does say when they have their community?
They say the constituency of Fox Hill have a meeting.
That's it?
And anybody can come. People come there and row like crazy.
I have never, ever, ever, ever seen
Fox Hill different.
And I've seen it in many groups I see, and they complain about it, person talk
you
about it.
You need to complain to that chairman of that PLP so they can change that.
And I'm quite sure I'm the only one who's seen it and talk about it.
Yes, thanks very much.
So I just wanted to call back.
No, okay. I appreciate you calling back. I see there's a problem with Mount Moriah and Seabreeze. I see that. I appreciate you so they can hear and correct that. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good morning to all of you.
Yes.
Good morning, sir.
You know, it wouldn't be, it's not a good idea for, let's say, every member of the House of Assembly to be on the same flight going from any one point to the next, because that's a huge risk.
Mm-hmm.
I am wondering, because I know the certified public accountants, they meet online and they get a whole lot done. There's no banging on the desk. There's no chauffeur. I mean, you know, you can have a chauffeur, but there's no food and amenities to waste. There's no time is wasted online because you get to the point. And look at it. You could be in the hospital and attend the session. Have we explored the virtual, the internet, the local area network that we can have closed that cannot be hacked? And we probably would get more done if we were to look at the virtual approach instead of having this British colonial trappings, men dress up in hot, getting nothing done because they're not comfortable. Have we explored that? Wouldn't that be a good avenue to explore? I know Aaron would agree, but...
We are exploring it. That's why we need a new building to put all the technology in. That's what the whole conversation about.
No, I'm talking about me being able to stay at home.
Yes, and, but with the next technology...
I can attend Parliament online.
With the technology, we can do that. We have to implement the technology, though, and install it into the new building.
You need $10 million to do that?
No, it could be $65 million to build the building and install all the technology. There ain't no $10
million. This country's... All right.
Yes. And all of the parliaments around the world have buildings and the technology. And part of our constitution for the member of parliament means that you have to be present to represent. I mean, we could debate it that they don't have to come physically to the building anymore, but at current, you got to show up.
You see the word current you use?
Yeah.
They have to come physically to the building.
Yes,
so it's okay. You, telecommunications, mm-hmm. Electricity generation and supply is not up to the point where the politicians could zoom in to work.
Yeah, but they do zoom in at times. I've seen...
They zoom in.
Let's go to the call. Go ahead. Go ahead, Aaron. What you say? You saw something, right? Let's go to the next caller then. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio.
Hey, Neri. And hey, Mr. Crane. How y'all doing?
Morning, well. Morning.
What about the thing where they say they was going to allocate some money from, must be over 10 years ago, different budgets for the how do you say, residents for the prime minister?
Oh.
No, they talk about it. The people always disagree and say they shouldn't have it.
In the House Assembly, I agree with what Ms. Green said. At least Ms. Green ain't saying what some are saying out here. Some people think they should just have space like for, you know, back in the days, the old house.
Oh,
we think they have enough space with it. And then, yes, just same thing with the teachers going through, the students, the mm-hmm. people in the hospital. We shouldn't have them living no better than that inside that parliament.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they don't be making sense all the time anyhow. But the Prime Minister sound, when I listen to him, right, talking about the Freedom of Information Act, he almost sounds, yes, I say bad, the word is bad, or wrong. As he sound, when he talk about having a commission inquiry on the police force or crime, it's too expensive. He says it's too expensive. It come across, I don't know, saying politically, make it sound better. It sound evil. It sound wrong. It sound wrong. I mean, smart people out there, they know he ain't making no sense. But I talk about the people who mightn't be smart, like some of them people out there, listening to that foolishness, and I mean it's like he preying on the knowledge of
ignorance.
Some of us who mightn't have the understanding and the freedom of information.
And Papa, I agree that we need freedom of information and there's no excuse. And just like you, call our leaders out and say, no, that makes no sense. But election close. It all depends on how you all feel. If you sincerely feel against it, you'll vote against them. Just saying freedom of information is the reason why you get voted out. And
there's
that's the only way they respond.
You have to vote them out. So many different reasons. Just yeah. the more certain people. To get rid of Fred Mitchell politically, right?
What you have against my MP?
Huh?
What you have against my MP?
Nothing. Your MPs are smart.
Okay. Continue.
Man, but it's
you almost get hang up on him.
You
just said you almost. I like how you correct that. Quick, finish.
He could hold hands with Jerome Fitzgerald and get
out. No, two different things. No. Don't go there. Don't go there.
Man.
Don't go there.
Get a prime minister with them.
Just for the exit walk. That's it. Just when they leave it.
I like
that's
proper,
all. That's
I like how proper quick. You know how to speak that quick. I love it. Go ahead. Let's go to the next caller then.
Yeah, because.
Go ahead, caller. Guide me to your ear. Call you there. Go once. Call going twice. Go ahead, Aaron.
So I want to read a bit about what Papa was talking about in today's Tribune. PM FOIA implementation will not significantly increase government transparency. PM Brave Davis appeared to downplay the significance of the Freedom of Information Act yesterday, describing it as quote-unquote esoteric and suggesting that fully implementing the law would not significantly increase government transparency.
As an excuse, and he's telling the culture of
as
his
an
party,
indictment, yes.
He's telling, don't ask about it no more. That's the conclusion. Don't ask about it no more. It's now up to the Bahamian people and how they respond. See, but he tell you clear again, repeatedly.
For the second year in a row, the government has allocated just $140,000 to the Freedom of Information,
which is salary.
Far less than what is needed to operate a functional access to information system. The commissioner, the commissioner himself said they would need $1 million to operationalize it, including the 10 agency pilot program. This is where we go to the caller. I'm expecting a check in the mail, right? From 3-4 years ago in the immediate, we were still on lockdowns. We had like that 7 p.m. curfew or whatever. I was a part of a stakeholder consultation, right, on this very issue, FOIA. And I sat on that device because we were all Zooming into the meeting. And I told them that there's a political culture that they will have to overcome to drive this to success. And the people, them kind of laughed me off because you just are radical. You just said you don't understand government system. I would like you all to send me my check in the mail for being correct. Okay. That's it. I just want you all to send me the money for being correct.
We're going to the next caller. This text also says Golden Gates 2. There seems to be a problem because there's now three constituencies.
Remember,
which the people say it's only for PLPs.
We're going to the caller, right? Caller, we're coming to you right now. Remember when I told you that Loretta Butler-Turner had to save me because the people who were attending the, at that time, I think, Montague constituency meeting, when I asked the question, why do you all still have FNM insignia logo colors all over the paraphernalia and the paper? Why? Now that the FNM have won the seat, it becomes a constituency office with no partisans. I can tell you why. I can tell you why.
So I'm going to the caller. This text says, we don't need a new House of Assembly. They will only let their cronies build a broke-down building that will barely last 10 years. Then we will be back to square one again.
And then the trust could fall, and the Prime Minister could say it's a matter of trust. He didn't say that. I said that. The Prime Minister could fall, the thing could fall, and then he could say, well, the insurance just wasn't put in writing yet. Because it doesn't exist if it's not in writing and signed off on.
Let's go to the caller.
Good morning, caller.
Go ahead, caller. Caller going once. Caller going twice. Okay, caller. Say, is it that we need a whole assembly or do we need to refurbish and maintain what we currently have? It's too small, man. It's too small.
No, you know what? Was it too small on the first day of the administration or is it too small now that some of them have gotten fat?
It's been small for the last 25 years. They've been lobbying
to
change.
I don't think it's small. I think it's the right size. And I think that it's a perfect element to moderate the behavior of a parliamentarian. If you feel uncomfortable in this space, you're occupying too much space. You're hoggish, right? And you could be a little odious. Because a lot of them go in thin as a rail and come out fat like a snail, man. You want to go to the caller?
Yeah, let's go to the caller there. Go ahead, caller. Guy in the
radio. Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Miss Green.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What's going on, man? I mean, we spinning right around, but my brother, very smart man. But we don't need no what you call it, man. We really don't need
new host assembly.
New host of assembly. What we really need, my brother, right now, right? Because you know, what's the sense getting a new brand host of assembly, right?
You there?
What is country? What is the glory in that?
I won't have access to that space to make a museum.
Yeah, well, we could knock that whole place.
We can't knock it down. You know, that's almost a 300-year-old building. You don't knock down 300-year-old building.
Okay, well, let's preserve it and make it a...
And where would you put the parliamentarians after that?
Find a different place, more proper, to put, you know, like up on the hill, so, you know...
And that's me if you get a new one?
Yeah, but see, I want to focus on them because, see, only a few people can be getting, we can be spending all that money.
Call it a hotel.
Huh?
You can call it a hotel, call it that.
Only a few people go in there. what about the rest of us? What have to be dropping and see how you can say about, hey, you ever ride on, when last you ride on Carmichael Road, what used to be one of the smoothest roads? I mean, and it stopped right, the smoothness and...
The thing that gets me, Carla, just like the point you were making, people don't see it because the people you're talking to are the people who continue to buy the fanciest, highest-end cars to drive on these roads. You know, I think the people don't see the problem because the culture is larger than just politics.
This text before we go on break says NHI is underfunded, healthcare is a priority, so many other things is a priority. We don't need a new host assembly. But I want to pivot right now. This is what our conversation can be about. The making of an MP. Why would a multimillionaire want to be a member of parliament? Right? What do they see they need to go in the halls of a parliament to do that they cannot do on the outside? That's our conversation we will have on the next side of the break. You can call in and tell me why we are voting in millionaires, especially now that we're asking for $170,000 to $200,000 to pay our members of parliament. Why would a millionaire want to be a parliamentarian? And should we consider them? Like, what is the attraction? Anyway, we're going to take this quick break. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll be right back.
Show me Bala boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bala hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, quick. After something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas. Then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's time to give away a cruise. Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel wants to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean Serenade off the seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right, no visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. Number one, fill out the form in the NASA Guardian. Number two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Number three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Number four, or make a purchase at any Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025. Drawing will be taking place on July 4th, 2025. So you know what that means? Pack your bags and get ready to soak up the sun and feel the ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, it's C.A. Nuri's Man Down Mashup Wednesday. We were talking about a new House of Assembly, if we need it. We got a lot of texts who text in about it. But I also want to talk about the criteria for an MP, which we could be considered. And the question I was goading Aaron on was, why would a multimillionaire want to be a member of parliament? Like, what do they see that they cannot do outside of their wealth now? All right. What's their goal? What's the objective? But let's go through these texts so we can start that conversation there.
All right. We can run through the text line. The House of Assembly is too small. It's not a reason to budget for a replacement. Have the fire trucks been purchased square miles of each island? Because that's what the standard is. Does every island have a hurricane shelter? And on and on. There are tons of criteria beyond I'm not comfortable that goes into decision making. This is how we get in this position now. Lack of priorities. I'm actually not saying we don't need a new HOA. I'm saying, do we need something else more urgently? We don't even know. Poor, poor planning and election gimmickry. All right. Hold on. There we go. Another text. I am convinced both the PM and his chairman is tired and out of ideas. When is the freedom of information coming under Brave and Fred Mitchell? Their time is up, Mr. Nuri.
That freedom of information ain't never coming by. Maybe another new administration, but stop acting. That's my point. Stop acting. Go ahead, Aaron. Don't look at me like that. I say stop acting. I just beg for things once in a while. And you keep on.
Oh, I'm not begging. Yeah. When I demand the FOIA, I'm not begging.
You just demand.
I'm not a beggar, and I'm not a chooser. Yeah. I'm a citizen, and those guys have to listen.
I'm making sure.
They don't have to listen.
I'm just making sure.
When you don't listen, you feel.
Okay.
So the government can't walk and this is text. So the government can't walk and chew gum at the same time. You can concentrate on the people's needs and the FOIA. You promised it, so do it. And article after article after article I've read, Tribune and Guardian, they both lay out that the PLP did in fact promise full implementation, freedom of information in this administration.
Okay, go ahead. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Guardian Radio, morning.
Good morning.
I heard a lady call from Seabreeze constituency.
Which constituency are you in?
I'm in Bamboo Town.
Should we talk about Bamboo Town when you call?
No, y'all didn't talk about Bamboo Town.
But let's talk about Bamboo Town now.
Yes,
you all always have a constituency meeting?
Every month.
Is it PLP focus?
It's not a PLP meeting. It's a constituency meeting.
And you can FNMs attend this meeting and feel comfortable?
Yes.
Do you all wear PLP insignia?
You
and
you can wear what you all wear. Nobody can tell you what to wear.
People's feeling comfortable when you see too much crap.
The people being at the PLP meeting, and this is a fact. People have been to the PLP Bamboo Town branch meeting at the CB school in FNM shirt.
Hold on.
Going to see with FNM shirt?
Hold on.
Yeah.
You said PLP, what
the
constituency?
Branch meeting.
Okay. Is it a constituency meeting? Hold on. I'm trying to make a distinction. Is it a constituency meeting or is it a branch meeting?
It is advertised as a constituency.
So it's not a PLP. So it's not a PLP meeting.
No.
Okay, there you go.
No.
But if we continue to use that language, people will feel that the space is not accessible for them.
People can call in because we usually have a big crowd. I know somebody else is going to call in. We had people came to our meeting with FNM shirts on. They're part of the Bamboo Town branch. You gotta run them. Come to hear the development of the plants that are for the Bamboo Town constituency. And another thing too, the week after the 2021 election, the Bamboo Town headquarters was open. During the COVID, they used to be in their half day. Never was closed from then to this morning. It's open now.
What's the colors on the
building? Number 393-2000. It's open now.
What's the colors on the building?
Green. It's in the plaza, so it's no thing. One picture in there with the member of parliament, which I think should be in there. And she don't even have on a PLP or a PLP color, like y'all would call it yellow PLP color.
They don't have the prime minister and the governor general picture next to the MP picture?
You know, Governor General, you know, Brave Davis.
Y'all don't like protocol, man. I thought that was protocol.
That is the constituency headquarters. That is not the ministry. Then you go around BAIC, you put up the Governor General and the Prime Minister. And then you go around the cabinet, around the House and Ministry of House, you put them up.
Okay. I appreciate you.
You don't want to confuse nobody. This is a constituency.
I appreciate you calling and let us know that that Bamboo Town definitely is have access because people were concerned.
Our meetings. We don't turn nobody because we know known FNMs who come there with mischief in mind.
Okay.
But we entertain them.
I appreciate you calling.
Because you have to. Hold on.
Because I beat
you
every meeting.
You know you entertain them because you have to, right?
Yes, you should.
No, not yet. You ought to. You ought to, not that you have the power to harass them or send them away, and you don't.
We never do that, Ms. Green.
Right, I mean...
Let me say this in closing, please. Allow me to say this.
Go ahead.
I was the 8-time chairman for the Nassau Village branch body, and I've never conducted a meeting of the election as a PLP.
Well, the people I'm saying that Sea Breeze, what did that next constituency say?
I heard that Sea Breeze and Mom
Mariah. And Mom Mariah, they're concerned. I'm just saying the people are concerned. I let them talk.
But Mom Mariah, Starboard Council, the Starboard Council meetings are held at the PLB headquarters on Farndon Road. So that's a bunch of foolishness.
And they're saying, I let them say, and they say that's
that.
What it is.
But
okay,
that's
then.
A bunch of foolishness because the Starboard meetings are heard, held on Farndon Road at the PLB headquarters.
Okay.
So could
that's
I?
That's in a thing business there. You don't have to, you can't have them type of business. Meeting out in the public.
All right, so you know when Minna said sometimes you're going east and you have to go west? I will go south right now and I want to ask you a question. Don't feel, you're not obligated to answer it, you know?
I can't. I will. I have no man. I'm
wait till you hear the question, though.
Go ahead.
You saw the statement put out by the PLP yesterday about the flyer that was shared on social media with Belinda Wilson's face on it?
Didn't you see they apologize and pull it down?
No, listen, Bradley Kemp came on my show and apologized.
Yes.
However, hold on, however, published later in the day saying that the National Party had nothing to do with that flyer, that they don't have nothing to do with the PLP and the National
and
Party.
They apologized
for nothing. So let me ask you a question. What's the distinction between the National Party and the PLP Labor Day Parade Committee?
The PLP Labor Day Committee.
Now, remember, I tell you, you ain't have to answer the question, right?
No, I can tell you this is how I gather it.
Okay.
It's an arm of the party. It's not the PLP party. Bradley Camp might be a vice chairman in the PLP. Bradley Camp is not the chairman of the PLP or the leader of the PLP.
So you think it's fair for them to say...
Bradley Camp said that he looked at the...
You heard him.
Flyer didn't see nothing wrong with it.
But the PLP...
He had to prove it because he's the chairman of that committee.
Right, but the subsequent statement by the PLP suggested that the PLP itself have nothing to do with the flyer. But isn't that committee emanating from the National Party?
If my son decides to go there and hurt somebody or do something to somebody...
With your car.
That could affect me, but does that come under me? He's over the age of 18.
If it's your car.
I said him.
In your car.
His whatever.
Yeah, and your
It doesn't come, it comes under me as him being my son. Yeah. But that's about it.
Yeah, but the PLP.
In front of the court, he has to sign him in front of people for himself.
I just allowed, before I hang up, the PLP Labor Day Parade Committee has to be a part of the PLP body.
I'm not saying they're not a part of the PLP.
Okay, cool.
My
that's
son
all.
Is still a part of me, even though if he decides to go there and do foolishness, he's still a part of me. I still will have some feelings for him in my heart.
Okay, thank you very much. Now let's go back to my last bit of the conversation's last 5 minutes. Why would a multimillionaire want to join Bahamian politics?
What can they, he, she, cannot do? Oh, okay, because I was going to say, why would a millionaire want to join politics?
Yeah.
Because they would want to do the job with their own money.
What would somebody else's money mean?
No, with their own money.
I don't understand.
Let me say the words clearly.
Yeah.
I believe that the reason a multimillionaire would want to become a part of politics or in any jurisdiction, like frontline politics, candidate, MP, potential cabinet minister, right? A multimillionaire does it because they want to...
Are they spending more money now?
To live.
So what do they want to spend? The money they contribute to the taxes, they won't be able to spend.
No, they're going to go into their pockets when they become an MP. They can go into their own multimillionaire pockets and pull out money for constituency projects. They're going to go.
They can do that now.
When the MP, when the constituents come and say, "Oh Lord, my child have half a foot and she want to be a triple jumper. I'm trying to get into this special school for special needs children. I just need." Do you go right into your own multi-million-dollar pocket and you pull out that money because you want to help people?
So that's what they're doing it for.
Yeah, because they want to help people. They're going to use their own, because they got multi-millions.
Yeah, multi-millions.
Yeah, they want to use their own money to help
people. And going into in the politics will help them, put them in the front line or put them in the way to people go ask them directly.
No, it's not, Yeah.
Let's go to the caller quickly. Go ahead, caller.
We can so they can see them, because you multi-millionaires, you can't see them when they're private citizens.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think they come into it, some of them. I could be wrong. You see that thing when you call the comprehensive insurance, where they get that good insurance, get all the best set of medication.
They have that ready. They have that. They have that multi-million.
Yeah, I think some of them come in so they could use. We could pay for the rest of them. Ms. Graham, when I hear you say that, I was confused a little bit. It almost sounded like you said they can't all like that stay money what they spending. But I think I understand you also said. If they say they care so much with all that money, would they come in and they should use it to help some poor people?
Yeah, that's what they want. That's the only reason you could be a multi-millionaire or like a close to a billionaire. That's the only reason you could enter politics in
they
the Bahamas.
They to spend our money like how they wouldn't do it.
No, can't be. Somebody who has a million, they come to spend their own money.
They live in their own money for their children. They want to use our money and do it how they want to and make us pay for their good drugs for medication for whatsoever they going through or whatsoever and pay for their health insurance, comprehensive insurance for the rest of their life while they're in cabinet. Some of them want to die in there.
Let me let some more people talk, man. Let me let some more people talk in this last conversation. Thanks. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead. Guided Radio AM. Let's go to the next one. Guided Radio AM. 30 seconds.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here to remind Erin that Joker's Wild is closed. So there's really no place for her unless the Dundas is hosting a comedy show to make such jokes on the air. All right?
She does improv.
She should have done that last year when Joker's Wild was still open.
Yes,
sir.
Because the only reason, and anybody, but that kind of money goes into politics is to protect their interests.
You think that's what it is?
That's it. Okay, and there's a reason why the same 10 families and the same 10 companies make all the money in this country is because they continually put who protect their interests.
I hear you.
Who protect interests. That's it. I mean, and so at the end of it, and we can fix this, you know. We can fix this easy. Because the only time a politician who's a multimillionaire will go in to do something for his community is if he's elected, he or she, I'm going to be sexist. He or she is elected from the constituency they live in, not the one even they're from the one they live in. So maybe we change the rules to say that if you don't live in a constituency, you can't run for that constituency. It might be something different, whether they're rich or poor. All right? But until we do that, we can keep getting fancy lawyers, big-time businessmen, all these folk with money, right, who come in, and they get enough fellas who hungry, who ain't got no money, so when they say, hey, you got to go along with me because you got to get along to get up, that's what's going to happen.
Okay, let me squeeze this next caller through there, Kermit.
No, yeah, man. Thank you.
Kermit, just one last caller. Go ahead, caller. You have 30 seconds. Call again once. Go ahead, Erin.
Okay, you remember the TV show The Closer and the character Provenza?
Yeah.
Provenza say he gonna die in this job. He was about to get fired. He tell his boss, do not fire me. Because he had fighting for a piece of his pension. He got die in that position.
I would leave with this, Erin. Not this election, but the next election. Right now, we have a number of politicians who hit 70. They shan't be there in the next general election.
Mm-hmm.
How will our politics survive without them? Because they seem like they have to be there to make sure it goes smoothly.
It's almost like they could die if they can't be there. Hey.
One or two of them, this may happen, God forbid, may die.
Boy, look here, the quotes. I got another set of quotes to pull from this book. The things I read last night about their point. Anyway, it's just fascinating. Dear Bahamian authors, find us. Find Nuri.
You need to write more.
Nuri is the baby, right? Find us so we could promo your books, but also so we could read them and pull the most juiciest parts out and join them into the national conversation. Because that excerpt from Errington Watkins' memoirs, that was fascinating.
This has been Guardian Radio AM. It's election season.
Oh.
It's silly season.
New website, sirrandallfox.com.
Okay.
New website just recently launched, sirrandallfawkes.com.
We may have to invite some of his family members to come
to talk about the launch and the purpose and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have only two families who tend to have things for their loved ones. I mean, they have a Sir Lyndon Pinlan
legacy,
and then there's a Randall Fox legacy, and then that's it. I don't know anyone else after that.
I would say that a lot of Michael Stevenson's work, professor at the university, a lot of work in commemorating, putting together the works of his father, Sir Cyril Stevenson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So being Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri, have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com. And the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.